First of all, can you tell me what was your initial thoughts about setting the story in Kent?
I wanted to write something set in Dungeness, to be honest. I was looking for a place which would be as big a character in the story as the people. Dungeness is one of those places where so extraordinary, the mixture of history, natural history, just the landscape. And so Kent really started from there. And once I'd started thinking about Dungeness, I was thinking, what a great county to set crime fiction, contemporary crime fiction in. Because A, it's beautiful and it has that coast, and I wanted something coastal. But B, it's also incredibly contemporary. You know, the future, for better or worse, often is happening in Kent these days because of where it is. You know, it's this county facing out into Europe, and it's kind of conscious of being the border between England, certainly, and Europe. And that gives it all sorts of advantages for storytelling.
I saw like reviews of one of the books that said that immigration was mentioned. Can you expand on that? Is that a conversation that is...
Well, no, exactly, because you go to that bit of Kent especially, or any of the Kent coast really, and you see, you know, Martello Towers, the military canal, sea defences. It's been a county that's had to stop people coming in all its time. And I think that's a really interesting thing, because you know, you talk about immigration, people get very either one side, pro it or against it. But actually, you've got to live in a place like that and see the history of it. The thing about crime fiction now is that it's not just about killing people in country houses. Actually, that's all coming back, killing people in country houses. But, you know, the kind of realist crime fiction that a lot of people write needs a real background, needs real things that are going on in the real world in order to convince you killing a few people is all right and that you can believe in the killing people. So actually mentioning a lot of those contemporary issues and using that as a backdrop kind of makes you believe in the bad stuff we're writing about.
I've had another writer say to me that one of the really interesting things about Kent is that it's so diverse in landscape that you can go from a very urban area to a very country area. Is that something that you've benefited from quite a lot in your writing?
There's all sorts of the towns on the North Kent coast and in South Kent, which have had seen some pretty rotten decline and have been really badly treated. And at the same time, you've got this sense of the Garden of England, you know, and that's it's everything's plausible in those extremes. And I think that whole notion of it, us thinking about it as the Garden of England, is quite interesting. And the last book that's out, Gravesend, is all about property development, because there's been an awful lot of development on greenfield sites in Kent. And they haven't often treated the Kent landscape as nicely as they should. And, you know, I think that mixture between urban and rural is really, really visible in Kent. You know, there's that sense of Kent feeling let down. And I think that's quite an interesting one to use, because it has been, lots of it.